Okay, there's no apologies. I'll call for declarations of interest.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mockler, declare an interest in agenda items pages 29 to 33, Drought Community Program. And I've completed a form, and that will be on the basis of a non-pecuniary significant interest.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler.
Councillor Walker speaking. I'd also be declaring an interest on the Drought Communities Program. I think it's pages 29 to 31. And at this point, I have not filled in a declaration form, but if I could have it emailed to me, I will do that ASAP. Thank you.
Okay.
And that is a non-pecuniary interest, I believe.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mudford, I have a non-pecuniary interest in the drought program, communities program, Vice Chairman of the Kerbin Hall Committee.
So, Mrs. Pat, we'll email that paperwork to you. Could I have someone move the acceptance of those minutes to the 17th of March?
Happy to do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, do I have a seconder? Councillors, do I have a seconder?
Baker.
Thank you. If there's no alterations or amendments, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Aye.
Right, could I have a resolution to move into closed section of council, please?
I can.
Councillor Mockler.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Mockler. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against?
Aye.
Any against? I'll put that carried. Can I have a resolution to go into open council again?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah, just move. We move out of closed into open.
Yeah, I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Okay, Councillor Peer, Councillor Mudford, I'll put that all those in favour.
Carried.
Okay, so we now move to the leaders. It appears that we do need in open to adopt the resolutions that we just passed in closed. So could I have someone move that we adopt the resolutions? We've just made inquiries on those. Okay, I've got Councillor Walker, Councillor Baker. I'll move that way. There's no discussion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Is there anyone against? I'll declare that carried. Thank you, councillors. Now we'll move into the open business paper. Right, and the first item there is just the mayoral commitments. There's a mayoral commitment, and I'll move that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Anyone against?
Aye.
Carried. Sorry, was there a comment there or a question?
No.
Councillors, did someone have a question?
I've got to go back here.
Can Julie verify that Noel can hear?
I mean,
Councillor Wrigley.
Yeah, I'm up in the corner.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Eric.
The second report there is a mayoral minute on the Arana Joint Organisation. Now, as I opened the meeting, councillors, I had a missed call from Dougal Saunders. I bet I know what it was about.
Did I hear Doug, the Narromine Mayor, saying that Dubbo's looking like coming on board with you? Or wanting to come on board?
Yes, they've bowed to ministerial and political pressure, and it's going back before Dubbo Council next at their meeting next Monday night.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, councillors, that there's an extraordinary meeting of the joint organisation scheduled for Friday, this Friday, at which I expect the six member councils to vote in the majority to wind the organisation up.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually resolved that. It's just a matter of the process we follow. And this meeting on Friday will detail the process and we'll take it from there.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
So I'll move that recommendation that the report be noted and we acknowledge the probability that the joint organisation won't exist beyond 30th of June. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
I'll declare carried. The next item is the street light upgrade. Did you want to speak to that, Mr. Nance?
Yeah, look, I think the report is pretty self-explanatory. It's about a couple of options really about how we fund that street lighting upgrade. And look, if there's no specific questions around it, I'll just put the recommendation as it's written. But really, it's essentially, do we use our own capital? Do we use Essential Energy's capital? And there's formulas around this, but the cost versus benefit is that we can utilise Essential Energy to put these lights in, and over 15 years, the variation in what our contribution would be and their contribution is only $34,000. So I suggest that we proceed with the Essential Energy option.
Okay, councillors, there's a recommendation there.
I'm happy to move that,
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Mockler. Is there no further questions? I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
I declare that carried. The Inland Rail Interface Program.
Mr. Mayor, this is an update report for the councillors based on that the business case or that the federal government have put forward. So there's an update there. It's early stages, but Randall's obviously heavily involved in this project. You will note that some of those other expressions of interest we put in, such as around the concrete batching water project and workers accommodation camp, weren't successful. But we're still progressing how we actually get the ministerial support to look at those options as a benefit to the project, but also a benefit to the government's bottom line. So the report's there for discussion.
Someone like to move that?
Yeah, I'll move, Doug.
Councillor Peart, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that all those in favour. Carried.
Right.
Yeah, councillors, with these rate models, and just to make sure I don't miss anything, has anyone got any problems with any of the resolutions regarding the rate models and fees and charges?
No, Mr. Mayor, I've actually sought some clarification on some of those matters. They've been answered comprehensively by management, so I don't have any other issues.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. We'll move through
these. Can I just talk about if this council? I'm certainly happy with the recommendations, and I'll vote for them all. Should we be looking at interest rate halving the interest rate until the end of December, or the
you know, coming until the new year? Does the council have a thought of doing that?
I'm with you,
the councillors.
Not at this stage, Councillor Pearce, but I'd welcome at the appropriate time. You might put in there that a report come back to the May meeting on the opportunities to provide rate relief by interest rate reduction on overdue accounts or waiver. And yep. Yeah, we could get a report back to the May meeting.
Right.
So you're happy to do it that way?
I am, yep.
Okay. We'll move on. The first one there is the rate models and the rate pegging and to accept rate pegging. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, I'll move it.
Councillor Mudford?
Yeah, and I'll move it too.
Councillor Pearce? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right.
Clear it carried. Water charges, someone like to move that?
Bloody hell.
Who was that?
Doug. Can you just pull up for a minute?
Fleur Wrigley?
Yep.
Do I have a seconder? Do I have a seconder?
Mr. Mayor,
yep.
Could we...
Councillor Mosler.
No, sorry. I just need a seconder and then we can have a yarn.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yes.
Thanks, Councillor Pearce. Okay, did anyone have any questions on that?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, on the previous motion, Councillor Mudford, I didn't move that. I'm actually against that motion.
Sorry, I asked councillors if they had any problems with any of the things, and I did believe you did move it, Councillor Mudford. I'm sorry. So we're back to that. We'll go back to the rate modelling.
Sorry. If Councillor Wrigley moved it, I do believe.
Is that the case, Noel Wrigley?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. I intend now to re-put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye. Councillor Mudford?
Councillor Mudford. Okay, I declare that carried. We now move on to the water charging. And it's moved by Councillor Wrigley and seconded by Councillor Pearce. There's no debate or discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I'll declare that carried. Turrawena Water Supply. Keep going up, Jill. There's a resolution there that we adopt. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, Councillor Mockler.
Councillor Mockler, do I have a seconder?
Councillor Walker.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
No dissent. I'll declare that carried. Sewer charging. Someone like to move the acceptance of the sewer charges?
Yeah, I'll move that. Mr. Mayor,
Councillor Mudford.
I'll second it.
Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Who is that? Councillor Wrigley? Thank you.
Councillor Wrigley.
I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any dissent? I'll declare that carried. Stormwater charges. Councillor, adopt the stormwater charging. Someone like to move that?
I move that, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Mudford.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Naden.
Thank you, Councillor Naden. I propose to put that. All those in favour?
Yep.
Aye.
Carried. Okay, I've lost my way here a little bit.
Waste management, I think.
Yeah, and I believe that's the last one. So in there, Councillor Pearce, we need to pick yours up. I know it's in waste management, we can pick it up in here. So Councillor Pearce, would you like to move a point 3 there? in this resolution, so it's part of a motion, that a report come back, come to the May meeting of council, detailing the opportunities for rate relief or interest rate relief
that's
on overdue rates.
For a period of time, I would put in there.
Well, for the 2021 financial year.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm only thinking 6 months.
Right, oh, well, okay.
Seconded, Baker.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor, just a clarification there on the first bit of that proposed.
Yeah.
With just where it says opportunities for rate relief or interest rate relief.
Yeah.
Is that what's being proposed, rate relief?
No, it's not rate relief.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so just interest rate relief on overdue rates.
How's that, Neil?
I thought that's what you said. Thanks, Councillor Pitt.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that's moved by Councillor Pitt.
Yeah.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Baker? Is there any further discussion on that?
Mr. Mayor, Councillor Moffat, just one thing. For the period of approximately 6 months, shouldn't the motion be more specific, like till the 31st of December or this year? I think it's a bit vague.
Conceivably, yeah.
I think it needs to be more specific. Well, you could say whichever quarter you think is appropriate.
Yeah,
I think that's appropriate, Mr. Councillor Mocker, to till the third before rate payment.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, could I suggest there then
for the first two instalments?
Yes, that's correct, Mr. Mayor. That would take it up to basically the end of November 2020, if that was the intention, Councillor Pitt.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Phil.
Wait there, now we've got... I've got the... As it's written there, it's the first two instalments of 2021, because if someone's got overdue rates now, I doubt Council will be interested in giving them backdated relief.
No.
We've got to keep it in either this financial year or the 2021 financial year.
Point of clarification there, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
We've already got a policy that manages this. Can you sort of explain why we need a report back?
To refresh that and perhaps give us the opportunity to amend council's interest rates on overdue rates. I think, is that where you're coming from, Councillor Pitt?
Not really. I'm just thinking of this period coming up until hopefully there's income for rural holders mainly.
So this is detailing the opportunity for interest rate relief on overdue rates. If we just left it at that, does that give staff the opportunity to write a report on current policy, current settings, and some recommendation that, okay, if we provided 6 months relief, the cost would be, or?
Just in relation to that through you, Mr. Mayor, you will receive a report. Not sure, it should be the May meeting, I'd imagine. The government will announce the department will announce the rate, the percentage for the next 12 months, the maximum that council can charge, and then council has the discretion to choose either the maximum or any percentage under that maximum.
Righto. Okay, if we just added to this, noting that council will be required to adopt a, an interest rate.
Outstanding rates for the 2020-21 year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Councillor Pitt and Councillor Baker, are you happy with that?
Yeah, just looking, sorry, see, I was just going to say, looking at that second line for interest rate relief on overdue rates, but we don't want it to be all overdue rates. Current overdue rates?
Just through you, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, Councillor Pitt, the rate that we set will be the rate on all outstanding rates from the 1st of July 2020. If you choose to reduce, go below the maximum in the coming year, that would be part of council's fees and charges for that financial year.
Righto. Well, we can decide on that in May, can't we?
That's correct.
So is everyone happy if we proceed with this resolution? If so, yep. I propose to put it. All those in favour?
Aye.
Any dissent?
Aye.
You dissent, Councillor Walker?
No, I'm happy with it, Mr. Mayor.
Righto, okay. I'll declare it carried. We move on to the Drought Communities Program.
Well, at this stage, Mr. Mayor, I will vacate the meeting until recalled.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Walker.
I will be doing the same.
Councillor Mudford.
Yes.
Excuse me, are you vacating the meeting, Councillor Mudford?
Well, what do you believe? I just the Vice Chairman of the Kirby.
Yeah, you've declared an interest.
Yep.
So it's up to you, Councillor Mudford, but you have declared an interest.
Right, leave me out then, I'll vote on it.
Okay, well, you go with Ash. So I see you're still in the meeting, Councillor Mudford. Where did Ash go? You go with him. Okay, councillors, I propose to now ask Councillor Peart to take control of the meeting whilst we discuss this item of business. I wish to make move a motion in respect of it. So over to you, Councillor Peart.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There is the resolution. Is there any more councillors wishing to discuss
this? Yes, councillor.
I imagine you are, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor, I have a resolution. I'd ask Mrs. Prout to put it up on the screen. I believe. Yeah, it's just coming up now. Mm-hmm. So the resolution being that Council not proceed with any further allocation of Drought Communities Program funding to community groups, and that the unallocated $840,000 be utilised on capital projects associated with Council's long-term financial plan, specifically the replacement of the Lucas Bridge in 2021. And there was a second part, Julie, that Council acknowledged community groups, etc. Sorry, Julie's just bringing up the second part now. That we acknowledge them and outline the reason for Council's varied approach to the funding.
And so would you include that in that?
Mr. Chair, if I could get a seconder.
Anyone, do you have a seconder, Doug? Anyone second that?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Who? Councillor Eagley.
Yep.
Thank
Any
you, Mr. Mayor.
Any more discussion?
Only if there's dissent.
Is there anyone there who wishes to add to that or that resolution or take away from it? Yes, that is. Who's that?
Speak.
Who's
it waiting? Keeps dropping in and out. Sorry, it's Councillor Baker. I just want to reiterate and thank you for looking at further into what is happening right now, and I want to thank the councillors for actually reconsidering this. Thank you.
Is it anyone else who wants to make a comment or dissent from that resolution? Well, all those in favour say aye.
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 That's four, is it? Councillor Naden, Councillor Baker.
Councillor Wrigley.
Councillor
Wrigley. Patton.
Councillor Peart.
Councillor Peart. Is that six? Five, rather.
Five. We've got three out.
Yep.
All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
And the motion's
carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Peart. If Julie can just
The ones from outside in, please.
I'll get Mark.
Thank you.
You might have to text Ash, would you, Jill?
You phoning Julie?
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Julie. Oh, thanks, Councillor Peart.
No, that's fine, Doug.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the community signage. If I get to the right. And the recommendation there
is
that we note the content of the community survey. Sorry, Jill, we need to amend that resolution. The council note the content of the community survey and support its proceeding for the community consultation.
I'm happy to
I'm happy to second that recommendation.
Thanks, Councillor Naden. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. That was Councillor Naden. Sorry, Julie. If there's no further discussion on that, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Sorry, what was that?
Aye.
Aye.
I take it there's no dissent. I'll declare that carried. COVID-19. Joe, did you want to speak to that? I love the name Gladys.
And I don't think it really needs anything more to say, other than I don't think we're just highlighting that we're chasing all of the additional funds that we might be committing in the short term over the long term. So hopefully we're actually going to cover off all of those extra costs in responding to COVID-19. And, yeah, Gladys was a bit of a team effort last Friday. So, yes. The only thing I will note is that the Commonwealth now have one called Mabel, and I think our name is much better.
Yeah. Righto. Would someone like to move that those responses be noted?
Baker. I would like to move that, Doug, and add that I'd like to congratulate and thank the people on the front line for their dedication.
I concur, Councillor Peard. It's been a wonderful response, not only from our senior staff and leaders, but from staff right through the organisation.
Yes. Certainly.
So that was moved by Councillor Baker, seconded by Councillor Peard. I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Lifting of water restrictions. Just a question, Darryl. Why do we have to wait till the 1st of May?
Mr. Mayor, it was only about the timing of the announcement. We have to advertise. It, and it has to be put in a notice in a paper and all that sort of stuff. So it was only about trying to coordinate with paper being released and the ability for council to make the announcement. That's all.
Right. Okay.
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Mudford. Do I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Wrigley. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
I declare that carried. We move on to minutes for notation. There was one lot there from the Consultative Committee with a recommendation. That it be noted. Well, sorry, I've got to find it. Yeah, that those minutes be noted. Someone like to move that? Councillors, are we still on air?
I'm happy to do that, Baker.
Thank you, Councillor Baker.
Mr. Mayor, Mugford. Right.
Councillor Naden, I'll put that all those in favour.
All right.
I'll declare that carried. Reports for notation, the statement of bank balances, summary of outstanding matters, development applications and the report, and the recommendation that those reports be noted. Someone like to move that?
Councillor Mockler, happy to move that.
Thanks, Councillor Mockler. Councillor Baker, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Carried. The category would be correspondence. Someone like to move that?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Councillor Peard.
So who was that? Sorry?
Wrigley.
Councillor Wrigley?
Yep.
Councillor Peard. Put that, all those in favour. Against carried.
Aye.
We move on now to a late report on the modification of statutory requirements in response to COVID. Would you like to speak to that, Mr. Neves?
Not really.
It is your report, is it?
It would be.
Sorry to talk
Mr. Alshin might speak to it.
Thank you, Julie.
You, Mr. Mayor, this one's come on us at very short notice, only a couple of days ago, and it's a response to the fact that councils may be in a position where they can't meet their statutory obligations on time in the coming financial year. However, if you look at the in the report, the actual obligations, we believe we can meet them all at this point.
Great.
We've just proceeded as normal. The bit in there, however, that is discretionary, that council should consider is whether there is an opportunity there if council wishes to postpone its rating process for 2020-21 by a month. I'll put it in round figures so that what that means is that council may wish to defer both the making of the rate and the sending out of the the adoption of the operational plan for next year, including the making of the rates and the sending out of the first instalment notice by up to a month if they wish, given the impact on the community of COVID-19. However, on the other side, it's also flagged there in the circular that council should take into account its own financial situation when making decisions in that area. So that's where it's at in a nutshell at the moment. And as I say, we believe with all the other provisions that we don't actually need to call on that additional month at this point.
So what's your view on the delaying the rating process? I find that hard to be of benefit.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, it's of no benefit to the council. What that one is really about is whether the council wishes to offer some form of relief to the community there in terms of delaying that first instalment payment by up to a month.
So it's only delaying the inevitable, isn't it?
Correct.
What's our view on the discretionary option?
A month is either in or there, is it? Put here, Mr. Mayor. Like if someone's having difficulty, they can approach council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you like to move, Councillor Wrigley, that in point two, council not take up the discretionary option?
Yes, I'd go that way since it's a small amount of time, 1 month.
Yeah.
I'm ready, aren't you? There you are.
So that's moved by Councillor Wrigley. Can I get a seconder?
Yeah, Councillor Pitt.
Thanks, Councillor Pitt. Is there any further discussion on this?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak against that. I'd like anything helps this climate. I think an extra month would be good. Councillor Mudford.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Mudford. Is there any speakers for the motion? Any further for? You want to speak to it, Councillor Wrigley, as the mover?
Yes. Mayor Batten, one month is really neither here nor there in terms of time, and anybody in dire circumstances can approach council. I think there's provision there to discuss delaying their payment, so I can't see the need for it when there's provision there for people having difficulty to discuss the issue. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for that. Are there any other speakers against? I do propose to put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any against?
Aye.
Thanks, Councillor Mudford. I'll declare that carried. That winds up the council meeting, and I do propose to declare it closed at 4:55. Thank you, councillors. It's been different, and I thank you very much for your patience and your input. I think we still managed to have democratic discussions and come to outcomes.